no one's business. But it's really just your business.
It has to be everyone's business because now we're broadcasting on Podimas.
But not live. Live to
oh,
tape.
We're not live. Oh, no. We're dead. Is that what you mean?
See, that is this year's goal. Besides the fact that I did say that we're going to release our own coffee. As soon as I said that, there have been a lot of people that I've seen on YouTube start launching their own coffee. I'm like, they must be listening to Potty Mouse thinking that's such a great idea. I want to beat them to market. But the other thing I want to do once John figures out his connection issues is I would like to try to do a live episode.
Me too.
We have the ability to do that with this new system. So
we do.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to Potty Mouse, everybody. It's been, you know, a week. It's been since last Tuesday, I guess, since we all spoke, or we, at least John and I spoke to you, at you, whatever you want to say. I guess it depends on what part of the country you live in. John and I were actually talking about that before we started recording. We both grew up, and this is going to sound weird to some people, we both grew up saying kitty corner when something is directly across, not parallel across, but across diagonally to, you know, something like if you've got a bar on one corner and then the opposite corner is something else, it's kitty corner. Mm-hmm. Well, in the South, it is catty corner. Meow. Meow. I don't know what a catty is, unless it's catty, but meow. I think it's catty.
No, it's catty. Yeah. C-A-T-T-Y.
You think, okay, it's catty? I don't know. It's cattywampus to me. It's what it
See?
Is.
See? There you go. That's another thing. But wampus versus corner, that sounds something totally inappropriate.
It sounds dirty, right? Exactly. There is a reason we're called Potty Mouths.
These.
Well, and potty was taken. That's why we did pot. No, it's not why we did that. We'd like play. I like to do a play on words. So I basically build slides for a living. So PowerPoint slides. And each one of my slides for the presentations that I put together have what we call key findings. And I get made fun of, and I do it on purpose, and I don't mind being made fun of because I think it's funny. I try to take those key findings, the titles of the key findings, when most people just leave it as key finding one, key finding two, I change the names to things like when I'm talking about Google My Business, when it was Google My Business before it was Google Business Profile, you know, Google is our business. You know, things, stupid little things like that. And I have a lot of fun trying to come up with names. It's kind of like naming the podcast too. Every week I try to come up with three words that encompass what we're talking about, but are so kind of out there that they'll draw people in yet have no bearing really on our conversation for the most part, except for Moo.
They draw both people in, I think, which is
they draw both people. Exactly. Yeah. Still up until recently, our number one most listened to, and this is before we were recording video, most listened to podcast was Moo.
Moo.
I just did one word, Moo. I should maybe switch to that. I've got dog hair on my sweater. Switch to that method instead of trying to do three words and really work hard to come up with some of those really lame words. Just pick a word.
I feel like it's oink this week.
Oink? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have gained a little bit of weight.
Well, we don't have to point it towards something. It's kind of the question behind it that draws people in. So we do it.
Yeah.
We could start talking about bacon. Bacon. Big bacon. Fan.
I'm a huge fan of bacon. Yeah. Had bacon in my, what did I made the other day? No. I made something that was supposed to be healthy and then I covered it all in bacon. Oh. I don't remember what it was. Yeah, bacon chocolate? Bits. I just sprinkled a whole bunch of bacon bits on it. Oh, I love chocolate covered bacon. Oh, that is so good.
Or
I remember I sent you bacon covered chocolate. That even better.
Yeah.
I sent you once a picture of a cocktail I had in Louisville. And it was a maple bacon old fashioned.
Oh.
And it had this big hunk of bacon. Remember that? Big hunk of bacon on it. Oh,
I do.
So good.
Actually, I called you that for a week, the big hunk of bacon. And you seem to enjoy it.
Well, that's what they still call me around the house.
Do they?
Besides a-hole, you know.
Yeah. Big hunk of a-hole. No, it's not that.
Big hunk of
No, that's, but yes. Yes, I do remember that. And speaking of old fashions, I saw one. It's like you've had a smoked old fashioned. And
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, because they have those like smoker things on the top. I saw one.
I just got one last week.
Do you know how much some of them are, though? I saw maybe
yes.
This was less. Okay. Well, yeah,
mine was $20.
This one was $74. And I'm like, jeez. Come on, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
24, I could make an argument for. 74, not a chance.
Yeah. No, this one was $20. So I, as you did with, what did you call it? Flaviar. I always just called it flavor, yes. But Flaviar, the yes. drink. So this, I belong to a, it's called Bespoke Post.
Yes.
And they will send you stuff based on what you're interested in. Of course, I'm interested in cocktails, camping, and you know a few other things, like I think guys fashion, but I've never picked any of their fashion. I don't like it, but they'll send you something, a curated thing, every single month, and then they have plus ups that you can add. Well, I would say the last 3 months I actually haven't really liked their main thing, so I've passed on it, because you can pass it every month. But the plus up, I've done two plus ups now. One was a camping chef knife, so I can actually take it camping, and because that's always something we've lacked when we went camping, is a really good knife to cut that stands up to everything, that you don't want to use one of your really nice kitchen knives.
Yes.
And then this last week, when was it? It was at the beginning of the month, because you have until like the 5th to turn it down, and then they send it to you. So it was like, you know, 3 or 4 days after that I got it. It's $20. It's just a little wooden thing. You put it on top of the glass, you put a little wood in the top, and then you burn it and it smokes it. So much fun. I love smoked Manhattans. Those are one of my favorite things. Yep. I was introduced in another place in Louisville that introduced me to those. Love them. And I love this little thing. It's fantastic.
And it works.
It's really just funny that you bring that up.
Well, because I saw it, you know, it's not, because you and I both know that marketing is borderline creepy anyway, and so we may have been talking about it, and we both get an Instagram feed that shows, you know, some sort of a smoked, because they're awesome and very cool. Lisa had one a couple years ago at our anniversary when we went to this French restaurant in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and it was amazing. I mean, everything about it was an amazing experience. The owner, one of the owners, waited on us. She was just incredible. And anyway, but we down in their stone bar at the bottom of this beautiful French styled house was a place, was a bar. What a shock. And the bartender was making a smoked Manhattan for Lisa, or smoked old fashioned. And it was incredible, but man, it was quite a production. And
oh yeah,
it was. And I hope yours works well, because the $74 one that was marketed to me that I didn't buy just came up with these huge plumes of smoke everywhere. I was really shocked at how much it created. So it can be quite a production.
It can, and I'm still experimenting with it to see what works the best. You know, they say do it over your cocktail after you've mixed it. Then do it over your ice, because that'll add to the ice. But I've also seen people just smoke the glass. And that's the other thing. You buy these little things. The last place I had a smoked Manhattan was the AC Hotel. I think it was the AC. Maybe it wasn't the AC, but it was a hotel like that. It was a Marriott property, obviously, in Little Rock, Arkansas. They didn't have a device. They didn't have anything. They just had the cutting board. They put a little pile of wood on the cutting board, lit it, put the glass over it, and let it smoke the glass. And that was all. So it's like, okay, so it's that easy. You don't need one of these $20 things to do. Of course, I don't want to put anything on any of my cutting boards, because, you know, it'd burn the house down.
Yeah, but good. Did it retain the smoky flavor like it does when you do it when the drink is already there? It seems like it'd have to be something, not just the glass itself, but maybe the ice, or, depending upon how they do it. It's a cool idea, and it's another flavor, and I guess whoever thought of it, not unlike the bacon and maple. I mean, those are things that just go really well together.
Oh, they really do. Yeah. That bacon, maple, sugar, and bourbon. I mean, how can you go wrong with that?
And smoke.
Speaking of smoke, have we talked about my smoker? The one that I got from an auction.
No, it was, I don't think we have. I have one, and we've talked a little bit, but not at length, about smoking meat, but tell me about it. Tell us.
So I got it. I got it technically for free because it was at the studio, and you know, Jen tries to give me a little bit for some of the marketing stuff I do. So I wanted the smoker. It was going to be $75, and I said, "Wench, put it on my tab." Basically, I mean, there's a lot more to it, but so I got the smoker for free. It's just a red, round, tall smoker. You know, I don't remember what I call them, a barrel smoker, basically.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a tall one, and it was electric, which was not necessarily my first choice, but I'm not going to turn down a free smoker. It was my first smoker. And, it was only supposedly it was used twice before I got it. And I used it maybe three times before the heating element went out.
Oh crap.
Easy. It should be easy. You know, you pull the heating element out, you replace it, and then you got a smoker again. Well, I can't find replacement parts for it. Oh. Because I think it's an off brand, maybe, so I've tried to order on Amazon. I've looked at other places besides Amazon, but I've tried to order new heating elements, and they're either too big or they don't fit the controller. Mm. It's just a mess. So now it's sitting in my garage. I've only used it, like I said, three times, maybe. It's only been a total of five times. I don't know what to do with it because I have a tough time trying just saying, okay, it's broken, I can't fix it, get rid of it. I also don't necessarily want to convert it to wood because everything I've looked up on how to do that is really complicated. I would think you just put charcoal or wood in the bottom, but I guess you can't. I don't know what to do with my smoker.
Well, I mean, you can't do that. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. If you want to put wood in there, put charcoal briquettes in there, who's going to stop you?
Right.
But I'm not sure that is the best way to go with it. Mine is also electric, and but it is totally stainless steel, and it's been really good. I mean, I don't overuse. I use it, you know, probably once every few months or so, but and would love to use it more. Probably will now. But it works perfectly. It is just, it's really a good setup, and the elements is great. You can put in a little bit of wood depending upon how you want to do it. And, you know, you hear 20 different things. Oh, you should have water so it steams and all. And I've heard 1,000 different ways of doing it. Oh, don't ever put water in it because that's terrible. You know, whatever.
Right.
It does a really good job. One of my favorites in that, the smoker is beer can chicken. And it just is beautiful how well it works. And I've got like a stand for it. And oh man, it does such a great job. It's also great with pork and see oink. And it is I know you're going to use it now.
I'll probably spell it wrong.
Maybe, but O-I-N-K. No, you won't. Don't be a D-I-N-K. Oinkdink. There we go. Now we have two.
Oinkdink. Ooh, that's a good one. Oinkdink. No, okay, I'm writing that one down.
No, because people are going to think it's something it isn't.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Then people will want to listen.
Because normally they... Okay, now I got you. So anyway, yes, I love the smoker. It's great. Brisket is difficult. And I have not given it... I haven't learned the process well enough to do... I haven't earned the right to do brisket yet. That's what I always say. So,
In the three attempts that I did at smoking, I did not do brisket either. And that was on purpose. I love... Brisket is probably one of my favorites. Ribs being number two. I do love the smoked chicken, but you know, if I'm going to smoke something, it's usually going to be beef.
It is not. It's pork for me. I'm telling you, pork shoulder. Oh, and pulled pork. It's
good. Really, really good. It's really good. But pork, and of course, the pork ribs are really, really good if they're done well. And it's just, you know what it is? It's really just experimenting, finding the right. There is no wrong way. It's kind of like cooking a pizza in our pizza oven. Every single time we do it, we're experimenting with something new. The next thing we're going to try is gluten-free. That one's going to be really interesting. You have to let one sit for 12 hours instead of two.
So talk about that, because you've had the pizza oven now for 6 months, something like that.
No, 3 months.
3 months. Okay, I'm a liar.
Yeah.
So what kind have you done? What has been the best so far?
The best so far, by far, is it's a wetter dough. So we use bread flour, and we use. I'm still trying the warm water yeast mix, but I'm going to try cold water yeast next. This is after the gluten free. But it's we've done a dry dough, a wet. Yeah, we've done all purpose flour. We've done a dry dough. We've done a wet dough, and so far the wet dough using bread flour is by far the best. And then also I turn it up all the way while it's heating up the stone. So the stone will get up to 850, 900 degrees.
Wow.
But then when I put the pizza in, I turn it down to medium. So that'll get the dough nice and crispy first, and then it won't burn the ingredients on top. Because if you keep it up at high and you put everything in, everything on top cooks before the dough actually crisps up enough. Right. So that's kind of where I am with that right now. But again, I've only done maybe five. We've only done five times, six times. So it's still experimenting.
I can see the wet dough thing because I just stopped at a very successful pizza place here in Port Charlotte the other day and watched them. I got there a little early, watched them as they were making a couple of them. They have a bruschetta pizza that is incredible with a balsamic drizzle on it. And I think it's burrata cheese. It's just incredible. And I meant to get sausage on it, Italian sausage. I got chicken. Not as good. The Italian sausage is a hot tip. But I'm watching them work the dough, and these guys are pros. I mean, they have, I want to say, 12 or 16 ovens going simultaneously. So they're busy, and they've
got
in and out of these things. And it's amazing pizza. This guy, though, I'm watching him work it, and it's almost like, I don't want to say rubbery, but it is. It's a little bit flexible, and it looks like a wetter dough than you would think on some of them that tend to brown a little bit more.
Yeah, but I think that's called Neapolitan. I could be wrong.
Okay, cool. I don't know enough about it.
I don't either, obviously. Yeah. I'm not a pizza expert. I'm a pizza eating expert, but I'm not a pizza making expert.
Me too. My and I'm going to have to think of the relationship here. My brother's stepson-in-law is a Pizzolo, and I'm talking about the tattoo on his wrist and everything. He's
really
excellent. He worked out at he was out in Napa Valley at a very well-known restaurant chain out there, restaurant group, and dude is highly talented. But so I'm sure we should get him on because he can tell us everything.
Yeah,
everything about it, and it's just really some cool stuff. And if you love pizza,
we should do that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I do. I obviously love pizza a little bit too much, probably.
I'm not sure it's obvious. You're a very
well. You know, it's kind of funny because we kind of made the joke that now that we have a pizza oven means we don't have to order pizza or go to pizzerias anymore because we can just do it all at home. We still find ourselves going ordering pizza and going to pizzerias. I don't get it, but I want to have him on. That would be awesome to have him on. But that leads me to another question. This may have been a conversation we've had in the past, but I'm interested in it because of obviously California. We've talked about it on the podcast before. California has been in the news a lot. Can everyone see my dog behind me, by the way? We were talking about this earlier. I'm going to go down a rabbit hole.
Phone, it's tough to see him, but yes, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's, for anyone that has seen him back there, that is actually a stack of baskets from a drawer system that they brought in from the studio, and I just stacked it back here because you can see all the camping stuff still out. There's a long story behind that. I know you guys can't see my whole room, but I'm converting my my office into half of a storage place for all of our camping gear. I just haven't gotten to it all yet, but that's the blue sleeping bag right there is Peyton's sleeping bag, and I had it laid over there just to keep it from being stuffed in a bag, and my dogs decided to. Then they moved it around. It wasn't like they just got in and laid down. No, they literally picked it up and moved it and put it into the basket so they could go in there and use it as a bed. So now Clyde's sitting there because I have the heater next to my feet and I shut it off for recording, but Clyde will be nose first into the heater, just sitting there. And it's not that cold in the house, but he just, yeah. Anyway, I digress. Going back to the earlier conversation, California in the news, I'm sure we've talked about it before, but you know, you had mentioned Napa, and I'm curious, in your opinion, which you like better, Napa or Sonoma?
Well, we've touched on this before. I'm I've always been kind of a Napa fan, just because I know some of the bigger or more famous wineries, more well-known wineries out there. But I love Sonoma too, and it's not as pretentious, in my opinion, in Sonoma. I also like the Russian River Valley. I think that's a really nice area, and we've had wonderful wines from all of those places. So, yeah, I mean, it varies. We did a wine tour when we were there last, and it was really fun, because we went to wineries that were, we went to BV, which was very nice and very impressive. But other than that, all of them were kind of off the beaten path wineries. And we actually got to meet some of the vintners, and it was, yeah, me too. It was really cool. It was educational for one, but it was also entertaining, because they would teach you stuff. And when you're, you know, we had one had, I think two or three actually had meals, some sort of food that went along with it. And it was great. So to answer your question, I like them all. Sonoma's great. I love the town of Sonoma. Again, we talked about that, just because it's a little, a fun little village. And whereas Napa's spread out into separate different areas, mostly.
Yeah. I'm partial, I think, and I've said this, I'm partial to Sonoma just because of that. And like we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, or even maybe last week, you know, I love kitschy stuff. I love restaurants. I love coffee shops. I love town squares. I love all of that. I just hate people. So if I could have all of that with very few people, I would be perfectly happy. And that's kind of how I feel the difference between Napa and Sonoma. Just as you said, it's not as pretentious, but part of that is the people, you know, the people in Sonoma. There are fewer people seemingly in Sonoma than in Napa. And that's probably why I enjoy it so much. And actually, we have some local wineries around here, one of which is Arrington Vineyards, which is owned by Kix Brooks of Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn.
That's a great place. It's fun. They've got a lot of activities, but it's big. It's, you know, the parking is insane. It's always busy. The one I really like to go to is Grinder Switch, which is in Centerville, Tennessee, or near Centerville, Tennessee. And those of you who know what Grinder Switch is or referring to, it's Minnie Pearl. So this is where Minnie Pearl grew up, and they talk a lot about Minnie Pearl. But the winery itself is, and they've got other locations. Like, they've got a couple locations downtown where they sell their wine and you can get wine tastings. But the actual vineyard, it's an old log cabin. And if you can go year round, and when you go in the winter, there's very few people there, but they're still open. You can get tastings and you can sit out in the lawn and just chill. And I think the busiest it's ever been when we've gone, there were maybe three other couples there. So it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I don't know how they stay in business with that. I'm sure they're a lot busier in the summer, but that to me is absolutely perfect. But going back to Napa and Sonoma, we went to Opus One, which is an experience. If you get a chance to go to the Opus One winery, do it. It's incredible. And then the other one that stood, we went out to a bunch, but the other one that stood out, Jen liked Landmark, which is, it's very, very good. They actually sell it over here now. But the other one is Behringer, not Behringer, Behringer, which is a 100% organic wine. And they actually walk you through. And as you're doing, instead of, you can get a wine tasting at the vineyard building where you buy, you can, but you can also do a tour and they'll take you through the vineyard and stop you off at different places. Like they've dug a big hole so you can see the different layers of dirt and how they farm it. And it's really interesting then that you can try that varietal. And then you move to another part and they talk about something and you try that varietal. But they have in the middle of all the vineyards, they have this big, it's not the right word, but I'm going to use estuary type place where they basically grow bugs. and they've planted things that will attract certain types of bugs that will go out and protect all of the vineyard from invasive species that will kill the plants or tarnish the wine. So that's how that's their pesticides. They don't use pesticides. So that's how they get rid of all those pests. It's really, really interesting. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend going out to that one. Jen is not a big fan of the wine, but that's probably their Sauvignon Blanc is probably my favorite.
Excellent.
Now I've nerded out on wine. Take us to another place, John.
Trucks in the garage.
Trucks in the garage. Sideways.
It is. It's all, honestly, it's almost sideways. And so it's just a weird thing because you and I we've talked about it, used to basements in houses. And so you have storage and in the basement, or if you have a basement because you have storage, we've had laundries where you have the washer and dryer just off the kitchen. We had that. We've had laundry in the basement, which you can, you know, because you've got the room for it. No basement here in Florida. And even though our house is a fortress built with this amazing cinder block and concrete and everything, we don't, and the 3-car garage, it's not deep enough for the F-150 to fit in the garage straight on. And so we've got on one, and it's 3 cars. So you've got two doors, obviously, in one. And you've got the stack washer and dryer. So they're not even side by side, but it's a stack. And then there's the sink, utility sink. And then over a little further is the water heater. So there's stuff up against the wall that you can't get close enough. And yeah, it's a crew cab. So it's got the 4 doors, but only a 5.5-foot box. So it could be a lot longer with an 8-foot box. And then it would never, there's no way it would fit in. So the only way to get it in, and we had an F-150 before with an extended cab, was we'd back it in at an angle, kitty corner or cattywampus or whatever we're saying, catty corner.
I like cattywampus. Let's keep saying that from now on.
I feel like that's a girl I went to high school with, but I'm not sure that's accurate. But if so, she was a partier.
That was her maiden name, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was Wampus. Wow. That'd be a great maiden name, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Who are you taking to the prom? Daddy Wampus. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, if I was marrying that woman, I would probably just encourage her to keep her name because that's a star's name right there. Star is born.
Darn well you'd do Wampus Cubic.
Cubic Wampus.
No, that sounds like something you'd pick up at Home Depot. Hey, when you're out there, would you go get a Cubic Wampus? Because I'm out of them. And I'm going to need to get another one. So, yeah, we finally, and the garage is cleaned out, so that's good. We put down some plywood up above the rafters. So the pull-down Chevy Chase garage stairs, you know, and it is. It's similar to that, but they're not on a rail, so they don't extend automatically. It's pretty funny, though, to think about it. But I put down some plywood up there, and Michael helped last week, too, just loading some stuff up there. And I was the test. Okay, half-inch plywood screwed into the rafters, 250-ish pounds, completely safe. So that's
good.
Anything up there is heavy, and it's heavy, will fit on those. And that's fine. So the garage is kind of cleared out. And okay, because I want to be able to put the truck in. So I got the Harley in, we've got the riding lawnmower in, and now we have the truck in, but they're all at stupid angles. The rider is by the entrance to the house. The truck is at a big angle and the Harley's on the other side. And
so
two-car garage. Couldn't fit.
You know what you're gonna have to do now? Sell the house and build another one and make sure the garage is big enough this time.
I want to make it an extra 10 feet deep just because I'm going to get a semi tractor and I want it. No, it's always something.
Well, you did say you wanted that. That's good.
Yeah, it fits. So that's all good.
I'm so glad it's either that or you just need a smaller truck.
No,
that's probably the right answer, but let's just sell the house and build a new one. I mean,
No, it's so funny. And I mean, you're right, because it's just the two of us. Do we need the truck? We don't even have the dog anymore. So do we need the truck? Yeah, I love the truck. It's awesome. I'm probably not going to switch back because it's just such a nice riding truck. So I don't, and it's one of the smaller ones here in Florida. We've talked about how it seems to be the thing is to do a 2 foot lift kit with these massive wheels that
No.
stick out of the wheel wells, which I don't get because I'm old probably, but I can't believe these trucks around here. And I saw one, Lisa and I were talking about it, saw one the last couple of days that is truly, it's got to be 3.5 feet off the ground to get into the cab. But the front end is, I don't know if you can see, is like this. This is the front.
Yeah.
It's,
Yeah, I've seen those.
but I've never seen one like that before. And we used to have, where we'd jack it up so the back was a little higher or whatever. Most of
Yeah.
them are flat. This guy sits like this today. So I'm towing a boat and the front end, I don't know how he sees out the windshield. I have no idea. He's
Yeah.
looking over the hood like this. And so, anyway, it's funny. At least it's not that big. Mine is just a little tiny F-150 compared to some of those things.
Yeah,
Jeez.
you know how I feel about that. I find all of that shit ridiculous, unless there's a purpose for it, you know, but
It,
to each their
sure,
own.
but it's their
I
money,
shouldn't judge.
exactly. I don't care. It's their
Exactly.
money. Do what you want with it. I've got the Harley that's sitting out there waiting to be ridden somewhere, probably to the Harley store 2 miles away.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's pretty funny. And what's also funny, speaking
But
of Harleys, is here with our proximity, and we are truly 2 miles from the nearest Harley dealership, so it's close by. This is the biggest market I've ever seen for three-wheeled, for trikes, Harley trikes.
really?
I've never seen as many as we see, just, I mean, going right in front of the house because it's on the way to the store. And
Yeah.
it's just a shock. And, okay, so it's older people, there's no doubt, older dudes
Sure.
typically riding these trikes. But, and that's fine, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, I can't believe the preponderance of them down here compared to
Yeah.
other places. It's pretty funny.
Huh.
Yeah,
That
pretty
is
funny.
funny. And I could see myself riding a trike over a bike anytime, any
And it's a
day.
totally different thing, though, because I mean, you can't, leaning does nothing with the trikes. And
Yeah.
a lot of people have seen them, the spiders, which are the two wheels in front versus the Harley,
Yep.
which is the one wheel in front. But I mean, so it's all Armstrong steering. That's how you take corners at 70 miles an
Yeah.
hour, and that's how you do everything. So it's just kind of fun to see the difference of people
Yeah.
riding them. So.
That is funny. Now, it's I can get the same out of my four wheel Jeep. I just take the top off, open the or take the doors off, and I've got the same experience. So I think I'll stick with that for a little while. That's my toy.
I don't blame you.
There was something I was going to say though, and I completely forgot. It was along
Damn
those
it.
same lines. I know. I got distracted. Oh
I'm
well,
good
it'll come to me after we're off the program, and I'll
at
text you in the middle of the night going, "This is what it was." That's
it.
usually how it happens.
It
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So what else is new in Florida, John? Not much news coming out of Florida. I know,
No, not at
no
all, man.
nothing out of Ron DeSantis whatsoever.
No, nothing at all.
No arrests coming next week.
I have no clue what all that crap is all about. And I, you know, and honestly, and that's why I kind of like doing this, just because we don't get into it too much, because it's just like one thing after another. How,
It just
it's
seems like it.
Trump saying this and DeSantis saying this, and DeSantis hasn't even declared that he's running, and he's probably,
Yeah.
who knows whether he will or not. But and Trump's hammering him like he hammered on people who were running against him before. And okay, big shock. And guess what? The left is trying to indict Trump. Well, big shock. Russia, 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 and all the other stuff. So none of this is really a surprise. And if we could just get on to doing what's right for the country, that would be just
That would
awesome.
be
Whoever
wonderful,
does it,
wouldn't it?
whoever does it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Common sense. Common sense should hopefully will win the day. It probably won't. It'll make
That
things
would
worse,
be.
but not the common sense. The lack thereof will make it worse.
Yes, I knew what you meant.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. It's I still read and watch the news. It's an addiction, but I try not to. And I try not to there's so many other things to be worried about in life. That's just not something I want to worry. And there's no reason to worry about it. And you know, it's something I've actually been really enjoying. What is his name? Johnny Harris. Johnny Harris, his wife Izzy Harris, they're YouTubers, but they were on news networks in the past, like independent ones. And, you know, not him exclusively, but there are some others that are similar to him. They do I wouldn't necessarily call it common sense news, but they do explainers. So they'll go in and go, okay, this is what the news is saying, but this is, if you actually look at the economics of it, the political nature of it, and this is actually what's happening. Johnny's not as good. I mean, he's great at it, don't get me wrong, but he's a little bit more, he leans a little bit more to one side, and that being the left side. But it's good to see those explainers, because you're like, okay, that makes more sense. Let me try to give an example of one that would have been recent. It wasn't Johnny Harris, but it was another dude who was explaining something about China's Navy and how China can't go any further than like 350 miles off their coast because their ships don't carry enough fuel. So there was no way they have twice as many or three times as many ships as most nations, including the United States, but they can't execute an offensive a lot longer off of their shores. And he goes into why they built it and the strategy behind it. And I mean, it's just very interesting. So people are, you know, in that case, worrying about China going and I'm butchering this, by the way, folks, I know I am, but China trying to attack other nations and stuff like that. And he said, it could happen, but it probably won't because and then he goes in and talks about the difference in the navies and things like that. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. I mean, that's legitimately makes sense. So again, and we've talked about this before, how the news just amps everything up because they're trying to make more money in advertising and they're trying to get headlines and they're trying to get sound bites and all this stuff. But when you actually look at the reality of things, it's not as dire as what they're trying to tell us it is.
For sure.
So again, that's something I've been getting into a lot lately. And again, on both sides, I look at both sides as they're trying to explain things away. Yeah. So,
and that's a good way to do it. It's just there's just so much stuff, and there's no sense getting all frustrated with it because it truly is
not anything we can do about it.
And you hate to throw up your hands. There are things you can do at the local level, and hopefully that will, you know, bring itself out to the national level over time. You don't want to give up for sure. But you have to recognize that, as you said, a lot of these channels, whether it's news or whether it's reporting or podcast
here.
Yes,
right.
They have an agenda,
absolutely.
You know, are you going to buy
yours
or theirs or whatever?
That's why people should listen to Potty Mouths, because we have no agenda. We don't even plan ahead.
No,
right, exactly.
We're stupid.
We don't have plans,
which is perfect.
It is. That should be what people strive for especially when they're doing a podcast. Is Boink. Just complete. Brain, oink, yeah, brainlessness. In fact, I think there is a very successful podcast that I enjoy. It has Sean Hayes and I can see their faces, but I can't remember their name. They're big stars. I can't remember their names. It'll come to me again when I'm not thinking about it. But it's actually called Smartless.
Oh, cool!
I love that name, Smartless. That's awesome. But yeah, if you haven't listened to that. Do so. It's kind of fun. I haven't listened to it in a really long time, so I don't know if it's still good, but their original stuff was definitely good. I enjoyed awesome. Every minute of it.
Awesome.
It's a good concept. Well, John, you know, it has been wonderful catching up with you, but I do think we're going to let our listeners get back to whatever they're doing, you know, their lives, let them get back to reading or watching the news, finding out what's what the world is, when the world's going to end, and maybe get back to work. Because it is Tuesday, and this is coming out on a Tuesday. Today is Saturday, but this is coming out on a Tuesday.